13-year-old gender creative boy, gender is over. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 27, 2020. Pink News tweeted Tuesday a video of CJ Duran, a 13-year-old California boy who claims to be gender creative, and states, gender is over. Duran describes himself as having a gender identity that is male, but a gender expression that is female. To me, gender is over, Duran says in the video, shrugging. We don't really need it. It's kind of unnecessary. At age 11, Duran served as Grand Marshal of the Orange County LGBTQ Pride Parade, an experience he describes as magical and powerful. My advice for other LGBTQ kids is to stand out from the crowd and be unique. And it's good to be unique, and find friends who support you. No matter what, Duran says in the video, adding his favorite hobbies are hair, makeup, shopping, styling outfits, and hanging out with friends. In June, Duran told Pop Sugar that he wants to see an end to gender bias. Kids shouldn't be forced to be something or someone who they aren't, he said. When people call me a girl or misgender me, I don't really care. To me, gender is over. Gender is so last year. Duran's video is posted just 1 week after former Vice President Joe Biden told his audience at a town hall event that even 8-year-old children should be allowed to decide their gender. The idea that an 8-year-old child, a 10-year-old child, decides, you know, I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'd make my life a lot easier, there should be zero discrimination. Biden said to a woman who identified herself as the mother of an 8-year-old transgender daughter. The Democrat nominee, however, has waded into an area that many pediatricians and researchers warn is fraught with danger for young children who can be headed down a road that includes puberty-blocking drugs, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries, such as double mastectomies, and ultimately, sterility. For example, attorney and author Jane Robbins revealed at The Federalist Wednesday a recently discovered letter that demonstrates how the Endocrine Society, a global organization that recommended an easing of restrictions on transgender hormones for young children, has deftly misrepresented scientific reality to advance the agenda of a lucrative and increasingly powerful transgender industry. The 2013 letter, uncovered by California endocrinologist Dr. Michael Laidlaw, urged the National Institutes of Health for more taxpayer funding for experimental interventions on individuals, including children, who claim to be transgender. It's probably safe to say that Biden has no idea what he is talking about. Robbins, who has written extensively on the transgender industry, commented to Breitbart News. But it's troubling that he is willing to sign on to the radical left agenda in full, not even bothering to investigate the ramifications, she added. The trans industry has succeeded in normalizing childhood sterilization and mutilation. How much lower can we go? Natasha Chart is board chair of Women's Liberation Front, WLF, a feminist organization that has exposed, through polling, the lack of public support for gender identity policies such as allowing men and boys to identify into female-only sports and sterilizing dysphoric children. Chart said in comments to Breitbart News that every adult involved in this is being irresponsible, their judgment no doubt clouded by the public applause they're getting as civil rights advocates. Chart said, "No one would clap and cheer if this was a little girl being taken by her parents to the strip club or paraded around at a player's ball. We would understand that these are unhealthy models of adult sexuality of which to expose a child. But if someone says a child is LGBTQ, then take them to the local burlesque troupe for makeup lessons right away? There's nothing about being same-sex attracted or gender non-conforming that means everyone should turn off normal considerations of child safeguarding. No children should get the message that hypersexual public behavior is a natural part of any identity they may have when they're older. And all adult entertainers need to have boundaries with children. Regardless of their sexual orientation, children should not be their audience." Biden's support for allowing young children to decide their own gender identity does not appear to be shared by many Twitter users, who reacted negatively to Duran's video.